What's very important to get about GMOs is one, the case that Percy Smyser represented. He was the first, a very high profile case in Canada. It turns out there are several hundred similar cases on a smaller scale that have been pursued in American courts. And they keep affirming the idea that Monsanto, usually it's Monsanto, sometimes it's other GMO companies, including DuPont and Dow, but most of the time it's been Monsanto, has the right to claim the intellectual property of what's contained in that seed. This is an enormously significant development because it enabled seed companies to really put the stamp their brand on a seed, which accelerated the concentration of control over seeds because they could actually literally put their brand on it and prosecute those farmers who utilized their seed without their permission. And so,
Well, what about the permission of the victim here?
yeah, well, listen, it's crazy, man. It is crazy. And I think there's been a huge amount of injustices. I
mean, can I offer you this bizarre metaphor?
Yeah.
It's like I do a lawn job
Right.
on your front yard,
Yes.
and I damage my car in the
Yes.
process, and I send you the bill.
Yeah, that is basically what it's like.